Welcome to the Tradesman Software Master Estimator Walkthrough. On behalf of Bill Pacetti, founder of Tradesman Software, we would like to thank you for your investment in our program. The walkthrough utilizes a file format that will most likely be played through your Windows Media Player. Since the walkthrough is a hands-on tutorial, we recommend that you minimize your player to your toolbar so as not to interfere with your view of the Master Estimator program. I also suggest that you keep a notepad with you to keep track of your time in the walkthrough. This will come in handy, for example, if you must leave for the day and come back to the program at a later time. The notepad is also a great tool for keeping track of any questions that you might have for our support technicians at 1-800-429-9002. If at any time you have questions or are unable to proceed with the program, please pause and utilize the 1-800 number. That is what the support technicians are there for. Support is free for the first 60 days and is available 7 days a week, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time. I ask that you do not change any of your window positions in the estimating program. Please do not maximize, minimize, or move any of the windows. The windows are set up to drag and drop items later on in the walkthrough. Once you have completed the walkthroughs and are familiar with the program, feel free to set the windows for your convenience. Before we begin the walkthrough, you need to be aware of the most powerful weapon in your arsenal for learning this software, the help file. I know, most people equate a help file to asking for directions or reading an owner's manual. Most people just don't do it. Our help file has so much useful information and is so user-friendly that you will continue to use it once you try it. By simply pressing the F1 button on your keyboard, you can pull up any information pertaining to the screen that you are currently working on. The help file will explain in detail any of the tabs or features of that screen. Feel free to call our 800 number if the help file is unable to answer your questions. We are going to start by creating a new project. Let us get started. Open the Master Estimator program by double-clicking on the Tradesman's icon on your monitor. This will bring you to the first screen in the program, which is the wall screen, Screen C. At this point, if you do not have a digitizer connected to your computer, you will see a warning error window appear on your screen. This error window can be closed out and is nothing to be concerned about. It will appear until you have a digitizer connected or you manually turn it off. The walls of the project that you last worked on will be the walls that are presently shown on your screen. The program will default to the last touched project. The data that you're looking at is shipping data that was provided with the program. Please do not delete or change any of the existing data. It will prove to be useful to you at a later time. The wall screen lists all the walls you have taken off in your current project. You should now be looking at the Automotive Parts Company project. Now, we're going to start a new project and do a four-wall takeoff. Click on the Select Project tab, which is located in the upper left-hand corner of the screen. This will bring you to the Project screen. This screen lists all the existing demo projects and any of the projects that you create. The demo projects are included to give you points of reference and will be later used when learning how to copy assemblies. I must reiterate, do not delete or change any of the existing data at this time. Let us continue. In the top center portion of the screen, you will see the letter A. This letter will change depending on which screen you're working on. For example, there's a screen B, a screen D, and a screen PW. Make note of which screens that you're working on so that you can follow as I refer back to them. To start a new project, move to the lower right corner of your screen and click on the Insert tab. You have now opened the Update Project screen, Screen B. This is where you're going to name your project and add your project details. At the top of the screen, there are different tabs to enter this information: Project Information, Architect, Estimator, etc. These tabs will correspond with the screen names in the lower right of the main screen. For example, Screen B, Tab 1. Click on these tabs now to get an overview of what is contained in them. Now would be a good time to pause the walkthrough and use the help screen to gather some information on the screen. Help is only an F1 key away. Let us continue. Return to the first tab, Project Information. We're going to name our new project ABC Project and enter it on the line next to Description. That is all the detail we need for this training project. The bid date will automatically default to the date the project was created, unless you manually enter a new date. You are now going to click on the OK tab to save your information and close Screen B. Note, when presented with the option, you must click on the OK tab to save any changes you made when exiting a screen. If you click on the Cancel tab, you will exit without saving your information or changes. Your ABC project is now listed in the left-hand column of Screen A with the existing demonstration projects. Highlight your ABC project with a single left click of your mouse and then click on the Select tab in the lower left corner of your screen. This will open up your project and bring you to the wall screen, Screen C. You are going to continue your project by creating four small walls, north, south, east, and west. Some of the walls are going to be 10 by 10 or 100 square feet. There are 6.752 brick units per square foot. This wall would then have 675 brick. A calculator or paper and pencil are not necessary to do the calculations. The math can be done right in your head. Let us get started. With any project or takeoff, you need to know what materials and specifications are required. You, of course, will refer to your blueprint and specifications book for this information before starting a project. You are now going to go into our database and select the materials for your ABC project. Note, materials can be tagged or created at any point during your takeoff. You are not limited to doing this procedure at this time. You will develop your own methods, but for the purpose of this walkthrough, you are going to select the materials from the existing database before you start building your wall. Your ABC project is going to contain 8-inch block, modular brick, 12-inch wire, and some flashing. Proceed to the top center portion of your screen and click on the Materials tab. This will bring you to the Project Materials screen, Screen E. You can confirm this by looking in the lower right-hand corner of your screen. The main part of your screen should be blank since this is a new project and you have not brought your materials into it yet. You are now going to copy existing standard materials from the database. Proceed to click on the tab in the lower right portion of the screen that says Copy Mark Standard Materials. You are now on the Standard Materials screen, Screen GG. This screen contains over 450 standard materials that you have to choose from. Later on in the walkthrough, I will teach you how to create your own materials. You will also be shown how to customize existing materials. You'll be able to enter your own prices, lay rates, and change dimensions. For now, you're going to select a few material items for your basic takeoff. Once you enter the standard materials screen, your keyboard controls will automatically default to the search box in the upper left portion of your screen. This is where you will type the class or material ID when looking for a material. Type in the letters BRI. This will bring you directly to the BRI or brick classification in your database. Now add the letter M after BRI and it will bring you to the modular bricks since their material ID starts with M. Now you will need to tag your materials to be brought into the project. You have two options when doing this. One, left click on the material you need, which will highlight it, and then hit enter. 2. Left click on the checkbox located to the left of the class and material ID. If done properly, a checkmark will appear in the checkbox. Tag the modular brick now. Note, you can also move through your material database by using the down and up arrows located on your keyboard. Now, let's proceed and tag the CMU that is needed for your ABC project. Type in CMUMW08. This will bring you to the medium weight 8-inch block in the materials database. Tag the CMU now. Flashing would be next on your list. Type in FLAPVC. This will bring you to the PVC flashing. Tag the 18-inch flashing now. And finally, you're going to add wire to the list. Type in WIRHDT. This will bring you to hot dip truss wire. Tag the 9-gauge 12-inch hot dip truss wire now. Remember, if you forget or miss some materials, you can come back at any point in your project and tag them. You are now going to bring the tagged materials into your project database. Click on the Copy Mark Materials tab, which is located in the lower right corner of your screen. This will return you to the Project Materials screen, or Screen E. You should now see your 4 materials listed on this screen. Once you have your materials, click on the Close tab located in the lower right corner of the E screen. This will bring you back to the wall screen, Screen C. This might be a good time to take a look at some of the features this screen has to offer. Pause the walkthrough and press the F1 key to bring up the help file. Let us continue with our ABC project. Click on the Insert tab in the lower left of your screen and proceed to the Update Wall screen, Screen D. Screen D is what you might call the heart of the program. When working with the Master Estimator program, you will find that you spend the majority of your time on this screen. It is where you do most of your takeoff from. You are now going to start your 10x10 wall takeoff, and you're going to call it North Wall. Your cursor should now be flashing in the upper left corner in the description field. This is where you will enter the description of what the wall is. You can identify your walls any way you like, but for the purpose of this project, we will call it North Wall. Note, you can move through the different fields on this screen by using the Tab key on your keyboard as well as highlighting them with your mouse. Press the Tab key 4 times and move your cursor to the Wall Height field. Once the field is highlighted in blue, you can enter your data. This wall is going to be 10 feet high. You can either type in the number 10 or use the up and down arrow tabs on your screen to set your height. Hit the Tab key again and you are on the field to enter inches. Since the wall is exactly 10 feet, you're going to hit the Tab key yet again and move to the Wall Length field. Set your length for the 10 feet as well. When you are using a digitizer or the on-screen 3D takeoff module, your length will be auto-populated. For the purpose of this walkthrough, you're going to enter the length manually. Next, you are going to enter the materials for this wall. I'm going to have you start by entering the regular outside material. On the left side of your screen, beneath the wall height and wall length, is the regular outside material tab. This has an empty field to the right of it. This is the field in which your regular outside material will be listed. Click on the down arrow that is attached to the right side of this field. This action will open the Project Materials screen, Screen E. This screen will list the materials that you selected earlier for your ABC project. You're going to select the modular brick. This can be done several ways. You can simply double-click on the material that you want, or highlight the material and then click on the Select tab in the lower left corner of your screen. Once you have selected your material, the program will bring you back to the Update Wall screen, Screen D. You can now see that the material ID M for the modular brick that you selected is now in the regular outside material field. There is also now a graphic representation on the screen of the material that you selected. Let us proceed to the Cavity Insulation Pargene Flashing tab. This tab is located on the lower left side of your screen. Click once on this tab and it will open the Update Wall Cavity Insulation and Pargene screen, screen D5. This screen has some selections that are self-explanatory, but feel free to pause the walkthrough and hit the F1 key to gain a better understanding of some of its features. Moving on the lower portion of this screen is the base flashing field. Click on the down arrow to the right of the empty field and you will return to the project materials screen, screen E. Select the flashing material from your materials list. The program will return you to the cavity, insulation, and parging screen. You now see that your base flashing material is listed in the base flashing field. Click on the OK tab at the bottom of the screen. Remember, OK saves your work. You now return to the Update Wall screen. The flashing material will now be listed on this screen under the Cavity Insulation Pargene Flashing tab. It will be calculated with the modular brick for the north wall that is 10 feet long and 10 feet high. Now we are going to procure our regular inside material for this north wall. Locate the Regular Inside Material tab on the top right side of your screen. Click on the down arrow next to the open field. This will once more return you to the Project Materials screen, screen E. Select the CMU material that you had brought into the ABC project earlier. Once selected, you will return to the Update Wall screen, screen D, again. You should now have Mod Brick, Flashing, and 8-inch CMU in your project. The last item on our list is Wire. Directly below the regular inside material field is the Wire field. Click on the down arrow to the right of the Wire field. This will bring you back to the Project Materials screen. Select the wire that you brought into your project earlier, and you will once again return to the Update Wall screen, screen D. The wire you selected will now be in your wire field. The vertical spacing for your wire is listed directly below the wire field. The wire has a vertical spacing default of 16 inches. The spacing can be manually changed by simply clicking on the arrow boxes to the left of the field. You may also change the default setting spacing to reflect your standards. We will go over default settings later in the walkthrough. Your 10x10 wall with brick, block, wire, and flashing is now complete. To view your wall quantities, move your mouse to the lower right portion of the screen and click on the Reports tab. This will bring you to the Project Reports and Messages screen, or screen PRM. The options for running reports are all located in the lower left portion of the screen. To the right of the words, Selected Report, is a field and down arrow tab. Use the down arrow tab and select Quantity Bid Price. Next, place a check mark in the Show Totals Only selection. Under the Selected Report field is Show Walls Included page field. Use the arrow tab to the right of this and select Never. Click on the Continue tab in the lower right corner of your screen. This report is going to list the four materials and their quantity for a 10x10 wall for your ABC project. The wall will require 675 pieces of modular brick. The CMU comes in at 112.5 pieces, but the program will round it up to 113 pieces. There are 10 lineal feet of flashing and 70 lineal feet of wire. You will notice that the mortar has been figured for you as well. 22 cubic feet of mortar has been figured to lay both the brick and CMU for this wall. Next, click on the third icon from the left in the upper left corner of your screen until you reach the second page of the report. This page will reflect your crew information. Page down again, and the last page will give you your bottom line bid price for the north wall that you've built. This bid price will be highlighted in yellow. To print out the report, there are two options located at the top of your screen. To print out the page you're looking at, click on the icon with the printer and a number 1. To print out the entire report, click on the printer icon. Note: remember that none of your company data has been entered yet in this project. Lay rates and material pricing will reflect the default information that is already programmed into the software. You will learn how to enter your company data later on in the walkthrough. Now would be a good time to pause the walkthrough and utilize the help screen to become familiar with some of the icons and functions of the report screen. Press F1 to open the help screen. Be sure to close out the help screen when done. To continue, click on the blue door icon at the top of your screen. This will bring you back to the project report screen. Click on the close tab in the lower right corner of your screen and you will return to the update wall screen, screen D. Now click on the OK tab. You are now brought back to the wall screen, screen C. The north wall is now listed on the wall screen of your ABC project. You are now going to start your second wall takeoff, the east wall. This wall is going to have a different length and height than the north wall. It will also have some opening placements. However, it is going to consist of the same materials as the north wall. Instead of building a new wall, you are going to learn about a great time-saving feature called copy. This will allow you to duplicate an existing wall with the click of a button and make any changes that are necessary to it. You should currently be on the wall screen, screen C, and the north wall should be highlighted. Click on the copy tab in the lower left portion of your screen. This will open the copy wall screen, screen CW. This screen is a very powerful tool in your estimating toolbox. This screen will allow you to copy a single wall or multiple walls. If you're doing a takeoff on a multi-story building or a city skyscraper, this screen will allow you to make a copy of an entire floor and run it up as many stories as you like. For now, we're only going to copy the north wall. Click on the OK Copy Checked Items tab in the lower left portion of the copy wall screen. You should now be on the Update Wall screen, screen D. All the information for the north wall is now duplicated on this screen. The first thing you will need to do is change the description from north wall to east wall. The description field is in the upper left corner. Use the tab key or mouse to highlight the wall height field. Change this from 10 feet to 12 feet. Continue on to the wall length and change this to 40 feet. This wall now has a different description, height, and length from the north wall. We had you leave the material the same for the purpose of this walkthrough, but if you have need, you can change the materials and add odd courses as you like. Click on the OK tab and your copy is complete. We utilized a very basic wall with only a few material items to learn the copy feature. Now imagine this same feature used to copy a wall with 20 different material items, special pieces, and multiple odd course heights. This is an immense time saver. The copy feature works the same way throughout the estimating program. Walls, materials, and labor items can all be copied and then changed in this way. Now you're going to copy the north wall and create the south wall, utilizing the same features you just learned. The height is the only thing that you will change from the north wall. The length will remain 10 feet, but the height is now going to be 14 feet. Once you have the south wall completed, return to screen C. Now I am going to have you enter more detail and put some openings into the east wall that was just created. Double-click on the east wall on screen C and you will return to the update wall screen, screen D. You may also highlight the east wall and click on the change tab. Once you are on screen D, proceed to the openings, panels tab in the lower left corner. Click on this tab. You are now on the opening placement screen, screen OP. This screen will list all the openings in the wall takeoff that you are working on. Only the wall name should be listed at this time because you have not entered any openings yet. Note: now would be a good time to pause the walkthrough and bring up the help screen by pressing F1. Give yourself a chance to become familiar with some of the features that this screen has to offer. We are now ready to place an opening. Click on the Insert tab on the bottom of your screen and this will bring you to the Opening Schedule screen, screen OS. This screen will show you all of the openings that have been created for this project. It will display the basic information of those openings such as description, length, height, elevation, and shape. Click on the Insert tab located at the bottom of screen OS. This will now take you to the Update Opening Schedule screen, screen UOS. Screen UOS is where you will enter all the pertinent information for an opening, such as dimension and height. The cursor should be flashing on the description field at the top of the UOS screen. Enter exterior door as your description. Press the Tab key and the cursor will move to the Schedule Description field. You can fill this field with the information right off of your blueprint. For our purposes, enter exterior door in the field. You will see later on in the program how having something entered here can be very useful. Now, tab down to the length field and enter the length of 3 feet. Tab one more time and enter 4 inches. Use the tab key and move to the height field. Enter 7 feet, 4 inches. The last field that must be entered for every opening is the elevation. Hit the tab key one more time and it will bring you to the elevation field. The correct elevation is very important for an accurate takeoff. If the wall has special pieces, odd courses, or banding material that intersects with an opening, the program will deduct those materials from the takeoff for you. Set the elevation for this door to 0. The program will now deduct the flashing as well as other materials from the base of this opening. Now we are going to put some flashing at the top of the door. On the lower left side of this screen is the entry field for top flashing. Click on the down arrow to the right of the empty field. This will bring you back to the Project Materials screen, screen E. Double-click on the flashing material. You should now return to the Update Opening Schedule, screen UOS, and the top flashing field should no longer be blank. Copper flashing is now in this field. The flashing is going to extend 8 inches on both sides of the opening because the default setting for the bearing is 8 inches. This bearing can be set to any length that you choose. Before you click on OK and save this opening, I want you to look at some of the other tabs or options that are available on the top of this screen. These tabs will allow you to enter the materials that will go around or in an opening. The first one is openings, which you are currently working on and is followed by sills and caulking and jam materials override. Next is panel pilaster. Panels are nothing more than openings with material filling them, and pilasters are panels that are projected from the wall. This is followed by frame, jam, rebar, and then adjustments. Adjustments is a catch-all for design elements that may be unique to a project or have not been written into the software as of yet. Let us proceed. Click on the OK tab and you will return to screen OS. Select the exterior door opening by double-clicking on it with your mouse. You should now be on Update Opening Placement screen, screen UOP. On the screen, you'll be able to enter the quantity and placement of an opening. In the upper left portion of the screen is the quantity adjustment field. Leave this field set to one quantity. You may enter any quantity you choose in this field and it will calculate the openings correctly. However, it will not graphically represent all the openings that you entered. This is a quick way to get accurate numbers if you do not have the time or need to see all of the openings. Next is the graphic placement of the opening. You will locate these fields below and to the left of the quantity field. Once these fields are filled out, you will be able to see these openings displayed on the wall-shaped screen. Enter one for the segment and one for the section. For our walkthrough, the offset should be set to left side of opening, and the distance for the offset should then be 4 feet. Now, click on the OK tab and you will return to screen OP. Next, I will show you how to place multiple openings and have a graphic representation. From screen OP, click on the Insert tab and you will return to screen UOP. The Opening Schedule field should still list the exterior door that you have already entered. Enter D2 in the Description field directly below the Opening Schedule field. Each time you enter a new description for this wall, you are able to create a new placement. Proceed to the Offset field and enter 8 feet. Click on the OK tab. This will return you to screen OP and you will see a second door has been entered for this wall. Note: if you are utilizing a digitizer or the on-screen 3D estimator, the manual placement of openings that you just learned will not be necessary. The digitizer and OS3DE will take care of the opening placements for you. Click on the OK tab and return to screen D. It will now say there are openings and/or panels next to the Openings Panels tab in the lower left corner of the screen. This will confirm that there are openings created for this wall. Click on the Wall Shape tab in the upper left corner of your screen. The two openings that you entered for this wall are now graphically represented on this screen. Click on the OK tab to return to screen D. Click on the OK tab once again and you will return to the wall screen, screen C. This will complete your takeoff for the east wall. This would be a good time to run a report to show the changes that were made when you copied the north wall and then entered openings in the east wall that you created. Click on the Show Reports tab in the upper left corner of your screen and this will take you to the PRM screen. Make sure the quantity bid report is selected and the buy wall totals only box is checked. Make sure all other boxes are unchecked. Now, click on the Continue tab. A four-page report will now pull up. The first page will list the east wall's material and quantity. Page down and the second page will list the north wall's material and quantity. Continue down and the third page will contain your crew information. Finally, the fourth page will be your summary report with your bottom line bid price highlighted in yellow. Once you have had a chance to review the reports, proceed to exit out of this screen and then the PRM screen and we will continue with the walkthrough. You are now on the C screen and have the north, south, and east walls for your project. The last wall to your takeoff is the west wall. The west wall is the same as the east wall. It is 12 feet high and 40 feet long. It has multiple openings. Highlight the east wall with your cursor and then click on the Copy tab on the bottom of your screen. This will open up the Copy Wall screen or screen CW. The Copy Openings fields have now become available for use since the wall you're copying has openings in it. Check the Everything selection. This will bring all of the east wall's openings into the west wall. You will not have to re-enter these openings, thereby saving you time. Now click on the OK Copy Checked Items tab. This now brings you to the Update Wall Screen, Screen D. Change the name in the description field from East Wall to West Wall. Remember, after you have copied a wall, you can change anything you need to for that wall. For example, let us say that the West Wall has only one opening and not two. Click on the Opening Panels tab and proceed to Screen OP. The two exterior door openings for the West Wall are listed here. Highlight the door with the 8-foot offset and then click on the Delete tab located in the lower right corner of your screen. The exterior door is removed from your graphic and, more importantly, from your calculations. Click on the OK button and return to the D screen. And click OK once again to return to Screen C. You should now have a basic understanding of how to copy walls or assemblies, and how to enter and change opening placements. Now I'm going to have you go back and make a change and enter an odd course on one of your copied walls. Let us say that you forgot to enter a bomb beam in the west wall. Return to Screen C and make sure the west wall is highlighted. And click the Change tab at the bottom left side of your screen. Note, an odd course material is any material in the wall that is not a regular outside or inside material. When entered, an odd course will deduct the regular material that it is replacing. You are going to place the bomb beam at the top of your wall within the interior width. So, naturally, the bomb beam will deduct from the regular inside material, the CMU. Find the Odd Courses tab in the upper right portion of the screen. Now, right-click on this tab. A drop-down window will appear with the options of Insert, Change, and Delete. Left-click on the Insert, since it is the only option you are allowed to utilize at this time. You should now be on Update Odd Course Screen, Screen D4. The cursor will be flashing in the Material field. Click on the down arrow to the right of the empty Material field. This will bring you to the Project Material screen, Screen E. At this time, you do not have any bombing material listed in your Project Materials database. Note: it would be a daunting task to enter every single material you would need into your project material database at the very beginning of a project. You have the ability to enter or change any material you may need at any time for your database. Let us go grab the bomb beam and a few other materials that you might need for this project. Click on the Copy Mark Standard Materials located on the bottom right side of your screen. You are now back in the Standard Materials screen, Screen GG. Now type CMU-MW-08-BB. That's CMU-MW-08-BB. This will bring you directly to the medium weight bomb beam. This material should now be highlighted. Hit Enter on your keyboard and it should now be tagged. Next, you're going to need some grout to fill the bomb beam. Type in GRO. This will bring you to your grout classification. Make sure the 1800 PSI grout is highlighted and then press Enter on your keyboard. You are also going to need the 2500 PSI grout, so tag this material as well. Rebar will be the next logical material on your shopping list for your project. Type in REB, and the screen will move you to the rebar classification. Select and tag number 4 rebar give vertical height. Next, select and tag number 4 bomb beam rebar 240. Your final material to select will be insulation. Type in INL. And you will be brought to the loose fill insulation perlite. Tag this material as well. Note: Do not worry about memorizing the entire material ID for your materials. This is something that will naturally happen with time. Even if you just have the class, such as CMU, you will be able to navigate to the general area of the material you are looking for. If that fails, you can always scroll through the material list. As you navigate through the list, you may notice some materials have a red circle in the checkbox on the left side. This indicates that the material has already been selected and is in your project material database already. Okay, you should now have 6 new materials tagged and waiting to be brought back into your ABC project materials database. Click on the Copy Mark Materials tab in the lower right corner, and these new materials will be brought into your project and listed on screen E. Time to backtrack a little bit. As you recall, you were entering an interior odd course before going to the material database and selecting new materials. So, double-click on MW08BB or your medium weight bomb beam. This will bring the material back to the Update Odd Course screen, screen D4. The field directly under the material field will specify which width this odd course material is being placed in. It should currently state inside. However, you can use the down arrow and select the width that you wish to place the odd course in. The field below that is band quantity. Change the quantity to 3. This will then open the field to enter the space in between bands. Enter 4 feet into this field. You have now created 3 separate courses of bomb beams that are 4 feet apart. Now you need to tell the program where to put these bands in the wall. The next 3 fields, top elevation, band height, and bottom elevation, will do this for you. To the left of these 3 selections is a round checkbox. If a black dot is in the circle, that field is going to be calculated for you by filling in the other 2 fields. For example, click on the Enter Top Elevation checkbox. The black circle should now be there. Now, go down and enter a bottom elevation of 0, if it is not already set to 0. Once this is entered, the program will calculate the top elevation of the odd course for you. If you had selected to enter the top elevation, the program would have figured the bottom elevation. To the right of the Enter Bottom Elevation field is a field with a down arrow that gives you 3 choices. The odd course can be set to always be a certain height from the wall top or the wall bottom, or, as in this case, set it to always stay at this elevation. These selections will come in handy when you, for example, copy a wall and change its height, but the bomb beam remains at the same elevation. Okay, one last item to take care of in this area, band height. You can add to your band height by entering the feet and inches or moving to the right and just entering the number of courses. Change the number of courses to 2 and your band height should change to 1 feet 4 inches. The description field is next on the screen. You can leave this field blank if you like, but for the purpose of our walkthrough, type in top of wall bomb beam. Next, we will need to fill in our bomb beam. Select the tab grout/rebar. You will see grout and rebar fields open. Click on the down arrow to the right of the grout field. You are now on the project materials screen, screen E. Select the 1800 PSI grout by double clicking on it. This will return you to screen D4. Now you need to get the rebar. Click on the down arrow to the right of the rebar field. You are once again on screen E. Select the bomb beam rebar and you will return to screen D4. Note, There are warnings built into the software if you try to leave a screen without all the necessary information or conflicting information. Click on the OK tab for an example of this. A warning comes up that states you have rebar, but your count is zero. Click on the OK tab in the warning box. Now, the program will automatically set your rebar per course to 1. Go up and change that number to 2. You now have 2 rebar per bomb beam. Click on the OK tab and you will get the warning box again. This time it will state that odd course rebar lap is less than 12 inches. Lap will be 0 inches. This is in effect saying that your rebar length is shorter than the length of the wall. Click on the OK tab on the warning box again. The cursor should now be on the rebar lap field. You can enter the lap in diameter or inches. At this time, enter the diameter of 32. You will notice that the inches change to 16. Everything should now be set to put in your odd courses. Click OK and return to screen D. There should now be 3 bands of bomb beam that are 2 courses each in your west wall. One at the bottom of your wall, another in the middle, and a third at the top. Keep in mind, as your bomb beams were added to this wall, the regular inside material was deducted from your calculations, just as it was deducted from the graphics. Now, I would like to show you a helpful feature that goes hand in hand with the odd courses, the Wythe Crosser. Left-click your mouse once over the MW08BB odd course listed in the inside odd course field. This will highlight the odd course selection in blue. Once the odd course is highlighted, hold down the control key on your keyboard and tap the right arrow key 3 times. You will see the bomb beam odd courses protrude to the right on your graphic. Now, hold down the control key and the left arrow key until the bomb beam has moved far enough to the left to eliminate the brick in the outside Wythe. The exterior brick are no longer in the graphic, so they are no longer calculated in your takeoff. Obviously, this is not something you would use for a bomb beam placement, but let us say that you were putting in a soldier that protruded or you had a lintel on the top of the wall. This feature comes in very handy for creating accurate numbers and graphics. Move your bomb beams back to where they belong and we shall continue on to the vertical rebar. Click on the Rebar Inside Fill tab in the lower right portion of your screen. You should now be on the Vertical Rebar Inside Fill Detail screen, screen D13. The bomb beams took care of the horizontal rebar. This screen will take care of vertical rebar and grout. The first thing you need to do is check which Wythe you are going to be working with. You will have the choice of outside, center, or inside. Make sure the check mark is placed in the inside box. The next field to fill in is the grout field. Click on the arrow tab next to the empty grout field. This will bring you back to the project materials screen. This time, you are going to utilize the 2500 PSI grout. Double-click on the 2500 PSI grout and you will return to the vertical rebar inside fill screen. The 2500 PSI grout is now in your grout field. Note: I had you select a different grout for your bomb beams than what was selected for your vertical fill grout. This allows you to see how much of each grout will be needed when you return to your reports screen. You could use the same material but give it a different ID if you wanted to know how much of that material is used in different locations. Let us continue. Move down to the next field, rebar grout spacing. Enter 32 inches on center for spacing. Any extra vertical rebar cells would be entered in the next field to the right. Okay. The next field that you're going to enter material in is void fill for remaining cells, which is located directly below the rebar grout spacing field. Click on the down arrow to bring up the project material screen and double-click on the perlite or loose fill insulation. This will once again bring you back to screen D13, and the perlite is now listed in the void fill field. The program already knows that the wall is filled with grout 32 inches on center. It will now fill in the rest of the cells with the loose insulation. Continue by pressing the tab key once. You will now be on the rebar field. You are going to add rebar to your grouted cells. Click on the down arrow to return to the project's material screen. Double-click on number 4 rebar give vertical height, and you will return to screen D13 with the number 4 rebar appearing in the rebar field. If you need to enter more than one rebar per cell, this can be changed in the field directly below the rebar field. For any additional information on the screen, tap the F1 key and get a full list of features from the help screen. Now, click on the OK tab and return to the update wall screen, screen D. The rebar inside fill tab in the lower left corner will now have the rebar, grout, and perlite that you just entered listed next to it. You are just about finished with the west wall. I'm going to have you enter one more odd course and change your material before you move on to the next phase of the walkthrough. You are going to enter a white brick soldier in the exterior width of this wall. Locate the odd course tab located on the left side of the screen. Right-click on the odd course tab and then left-click on insert. You are now on the Update Odd Course screen, screen D4. You now need to select a material for this odd course. Click on the down arrow to the right of the material field and you will move to the Project Materials screen. A white brick soldier has not been added to your project materials as of yet. You need to return to the materials database and grab one. Click on the Copy Mark Standard Materials tab located on the bottom of the screen. You are now on screen GG. Remember, your cursor defaults to the search field automatically when you enter this screen. So, type in BRIMS and you will be brought to the modular brick soldier. Highlight and tag the soldier. Now, click on the Copy Mark Materials tab in the lower right corner of the screen and you will return to the Project Materials screen with the Mod Brick Soldier highlighted. With the soldier highlighted, click on the Change tab located in the lower right corner of the screen. This will bring up screen F. This is a screen that will allow you to make changes to your material. Lay rate, dimension, price, and color are the most common example of things you would change on a material. Let us say that these soldiers are going to be swimmers and are definitely more difficult to lay, and therefore they are going to take a lot more time. So you're going to want to slow down the lay rate for this soldier brick. Locate the lay rate field in the middle of the F screen. The field should currently say 300. Changes to 200 by highlighting the field and typing in 200. This field is now stating that 200 pieces per man per day of this mod brick soldier can be laid. Now we need to change the color of this mod soldier to white. The lower right corner of the screen will have your graphic settings for this material. The current color of this brick is shown as red. This is the default color of this classification of brick. Let's take a quick look at material classifications. Locate the classification field at the top of the screen and click on the down arrow. You should now be on the material classification screen, screen W. Type in BRI. This will bring you to the BRI or BRICS classification. You can see that the color selected for this classification is red and will always default to this when you pick a material in this classification. The default color for a classification can be changed at any time. For now, I am not going to have you change anything on this screen, but I wanted you to see this screen for future references. Okay. Click on the Close tab at the bottom of the screen to return to screen F. Now we are going to change the color of this Mod Brick Soldier for this project and not the entire classification. Locate the Inherent Color checkbox in the lower right corner of the F screen. Click on it to remove the check. Click on the Edit Color tab. The Edit Color screen, screen EC, will appear. There will be a wide range of basic colors to choose from. Click on the color white and then click on the OK tab. The color you have selected will now appear below the classification color or default color of red. Next, click on the down arrow next to the bonding field and change the default setting, which is running bond, to stack bond. The soldier bonding will now be displayed correctly in the graphic. Since the brick color has been changed, I'm going to have you change the mortar color that is going to be used with this brick soldier. Locate the Override Mortar field on the lower left portion of this screen. Click on the down arrow to the right of this field and you'll be brought to the Project Mortar screen, screen UU. Highlight the mortar with the IDM, the white Portland lime silica sand. Once highlighted, right-click on it and select Change from the drop-down window. You should now be on screen VV. Click on the Edit Color tab on the right and select the color white and then click on the OK tab. You are now back on screen VV. Take a moment to glance at this screen. This is where you can change the pricing and material quantities for your mortar. Click on the OK tab. You are back on the Project Mortar screen and you will now see that the mortar color has changed to white. Double-click on the M mortar, the mortar you just changed, and you will return to screen F. This white mortar is now attached to the white brick soldier and will be calculated anytime you use this soldier. Now click on the OK tab and you will return to screen E. The Mod Brick Soldier will be highlighted and will show the change in brick color, mortar color, and lay rate. Double-click on the Mod Brick Soldier and you are brought to the Update Oddcore screen. The Material field in the upper left corner of the screen will reflect the white color of the brick, the Material ID, and the Overridden Mortar ID. Okay, moving on. You need to set the elevation for this odd course. Set the bottom elevation to 6 feet. Remember, the top elevation selection must be checked and showing Calculate in order to enter the bottom elevation. Once the bottom elevation is set to 6 feet, continue on to the right and make sure it says Above Wall Base as opposed to Always Stay at This Elevation or Below Wall Top. Click on the OK tab and return to screen D. You can now see all of your odd courses. For the final touch for this odd course, you're going to project it 1 inch. Highlight the MS odd course in the outside odd course column on the left side of the screen. Once highlighted in blue, hold down the control button on your keyboard and tap the left arrow button twice. This will project the soldier out 1 inch. Note, just as your standard materials are deducted when openings are placed, Those same openings are accounted for when odd courses or changes are entered. The mod brick soldier and white mortar will be deducted from the door opening that already exists. There is no need to go back and deduct anything because the program does it for you. That is why openings and odd courses are given elevations. You are now finished doing the west wall takeoff. Click on the OK tab and return to the walls screen, screen C. OK. You should now have four walls, north, south, east, and west, completed for your takeoff. Before we move on to the last part of the walkthrough, take some time to run reports and become familiar with the different options. Utilize the F1 help screen for anything you had questions on. Feel free to do some wall takeoffs of your own while some of the screens are fresh in your mind. As always, feel free to call 1-800-429-9002 if you have any questions or need some help. Press pause and then play at any time to resume. All right, it is time to learn a few more advanced features, starting with wall shapes. You are going to create a gable wall for the ABC project. If you are not already on screen C of the ABC project, please proceed there now. You are going to create a new wall by clicking on the Insert tab at the bottom of your screen. The Insert tab brings you to screen D. Enter Gable Wall in the description field at the top of the screen. Below the description field is the Wall Shape field. Click on the down arrow to the right of this field and select Gable. Once this is selected, you will notice a third dimension input, Gable Height, becomes available with Wall Height and Wall Length. Tab down to Wall Height and enter 20 feet. Next, tab down to Wall Length and enter 20 feet there as well. And finally, tab down to Gable Height and enter 6 feet. Time to enter your wall materials. Click on the down arrow next to the regular outside material field and select the modular brick. Next, click on the down arrow next to the regular inside material and select the 8-inch medium weight CMU. Return to the upper left corner of the screen and click on the Wall Shape tab to see an elevation of the wall that you just created. You are now on the Wall Shape screen, or screen D17. In the upper right corner of the screen is the Gable Slope Height field. Change the height to 8 feet and you will see the change made in the graphic of the gable wall. Above the graphic are numerous selections for wall shapes. Feel free to click on any of these at this time to see how the wall changes. Make sure to change the wall back to a gable wall before you continue. And click the OK tab at the bottom of the screen. You have now returned to the Update Wall screen. Let's try some more wall shapes. Click on the down arrow next to the wall shape and select Pier. Change your height to 8 feet, the length to 2 feet, and finally the width to 2 feet as well. Your outside material should still be a modular brick and the inside material should be 8-inch CMU. You have just created a pier. It is that easy. In a 2x2 modular brick pier, you have 10 bricks per course and 36 courses with an 8-foot height. That gives you 360 brick. There are 2 8-inch CMU backing this up per course and 12 courses with an 8-foot height. This gives you 24 CMU. Now, run a report for this wall only. Click on the Reports tab in the lower right corner. You are now on screen PRM. Show totals only should be checked, and then click Continue to run the quantity bid price report. You are now on the report screen. The report will show 360 modular brick and 24 8-inch CMU. You are shown this at this time so you can see how easy and accurate it is to create piers and special shapes. Close out the report screen and return to the Update Wall screen, Screen D. Click on the OK tab and return to the Walls screen. Now it is time to learn about assemblies. This is a tremendous time-saving feature that will become more useful as your project database grows. Click on the Select Project tab in the upper left corner of the screen. You are now back at the Projects, or A screen. The ABC project that you just created should be listed on this screen. You are going to start a new project now. Click on the Insert button located at the bottom of the screen. You are now on the Update Project screen. Enter XYZ for a project name in the description field. Click on the OK tab. The XYZ project should now be highlighted on the project screen. Click on the Select tab in the lower left corner of the screen. You are now on the wall screen in the XYZ project. Let us say that a wall in this project is similar to a wall that was created in the ABC project. It has rebar 32 inches on center, bomb beams, brick and block. Instead of taking the time to select new material and build a wall like you did in the ABC project, you're going to select a pre-built wall and all of its materials from assemblies, and then do the takeoff. Click on the Assemblies tab located at the top of the screen. You'll be brought to the Assembly screen, Screen L. This screen will list all the projects in your database, just as Screen A does. From this screen, you can copy any wall from any project that you have previously taken off. The ABC project that you just worked on will be listed here. Click on the plus sign to the left of the project title, and all of the walls in the project will be listed. When the walls are created, you can fill in a detailed description of what is in the wall. This description will appear at the bottom of this screen when the wall is highlighted. This detailed description will make it easier when you're looking for a similar assembly to copy. Let us look at an example of this. Click on the plus sign next to the Assembly School project. All the walls in this project are listed. Put the cursor on and highlight the 14-inch exterior vertical rebar wall. When this wall was created, detailed notes on its construction were entered. These are now listed at the bottom of this screen. Any notes that you enter on the wall screen while doing the takeoff will appear at the bottom of this screen. If you wish to see the wall before you drag it into your project, right-click on the highlighted wall and then click on Change. This will bring up the D screen. When done viewing the wall, just click on the Cancel tab and you will return to the Assembly screen. All right, let us continue. Let us say that this 14-inch vertical rebar wall is similar to a wall that you need for your XYZ project. You're going to drag and drop this assembly. Note: if the window positions have been changed from the original settings and you're having a hard time seeing the wall screen and the assemblies window, the drag and drop process can be impeded. The following is the process to reset all of the program windows. First, close the Tradesman Software Master Estimator program. Next, click on the Start tab in your Windows toolbar. Then click on All Programs and locate and highlight Tradesman's Master Estimator software. Once highlighted, a selection window will open up and you will need to click on Tradesman's Master Estimator Utilities. Once this window is open, click on Positioning which is listed in a toolbar at the top of this window. You will be given options for screen resolution. Select the one that best matches your system resolution. The estimating program's windows are now reset. If you had to reset your windows, reopen the estimating program and click on the Assemblies tab. Click on the plus sign in front of Assembly School and open up your wall selections again. Left-click and hold the button down on the 14-inch exterior vertical rebar. Now, drag the cursor back over to the wall screen and the cursor will turn into a down arrow. When you see this arrow, release the left button. At this point, the assembly has been added to your XYZ project and the copy wall screen will open up. Click on the tab Copy Checked Items and this screen will close out. The 14-inch vertical rebar wall will now be listed on the wall screen. Click on the Close tab on the assembly screen. Now, with the copied wall highlighted, click on the Change tab at the bottom of the screen. This will bring you to Screen D. Here is where you will make the modifications to this wall that are needed for the XYZ project. First, change the description to North Wall. Next, change the height to 16 feet and the length to 24 feet. The rebar spacing is also going to be 32 inches on center instead of 48. Click on the Rebar Inside Fill tab to open up screen D13. Now, change the rebar spacing from 48 to 32 and click on OK. You are now back on the D or Update Wall screen. This would be a good time to either enter or change your notes on this wall. Click on the Notes tab in the lower right corner and screen D18 will open. This is where you will enter the details of the wall. These notes will appear when you are selecting the appropriate assembly for the project you are working on. Change the 48 inches on center in the notes to 32 inches on center and then click on the OK tab and return to the D screen. If there are no changes to make with the north wall, click on the OK tab located at the bottom of the screen. You are now done with this wall takeoff. Now you see the power of assemblies. Every wall or opening that you create becomes an assembly and can be used for future projects. Click on the Assemblies tab at the top of your screen. Now click on the plus sign next to your ABC project that is listed with the Ship Projects. The walls or assemblies that you created are now listed and can be used to expedite your future projects. Now, if you wish to check your wall at this point, you can run an audit report for this specific wall. Click on the Reports tab on the bottom right of the D screen. This will bring you to screen PRM. Change the Selected Report field to Audit Report and then click on Continue. This report will list the details of your wall, such as elevation and materials. This report is a handy tool to utilize before you start to copy or place a wall. Close out of the wall audit report and then the PRM screen. You should now be back at the D screen. Close out of the D screen and return to the C screen. This concludes the takeoff portion of the walkthrough. The next part of the walkthrough will involve entering your company's information, such as lay rates and crew data, into the database. You need to have a firm grasp of the procedures that were already covered before you continue. If you are having any problems with a portion of the walkthrough, I recommend that you go back and redo that portion of the walkthrough before you continue. Utilize the help feature and then call 1-800-429-9002 for support if you still have questions or need help. Okay, We left off on the C screen, and that is where you will need to start this portion of the walkthrough. Pause the walkthrough and take some time to click on some of the tabs at the top of the C screen, such as Crews, Labor, or Equipment, and then utilize the F1 key or Help tab to learn what each of these tabs entail. When you are done, click on the play button and resume the audio walkthrough. The first thing you're going to do is create a database project. You're going to bring the built-in database into a project and then print it out. This will give you a chance to look at it and make any changes that you need. Click on Select Project. Click on the Insert tab and then in the Description field enter Database Project. Then click on the OK tab. You are now on the A screen and Database Project is highlighted in blue. Click on the Select tab and you will enter the project on screen C. Click on the Materials tab at the top of the screen and you will bring up screen E. This screen is blank right now because you have started a new project. Click on Copy Mark Standard Materials. You are now on screen GG, which contains all of your database materials. Click on the Mark All tab, which is located on the lower left side of the screen. Next, click on Copy Marked Materials. You have now brought all of the standard database materials into your database project, and you should be back on screen E. Click on the Material Report tab in the lower left corner of this screen. The Print or Preview screen now pops up. Select Print and click on the OK tab. A report will be generated and then you will be given the option to print or save to a file. Select the Printer option and then click on the Print tab. You should now be printing out a hard copy of the entire material database. It is recommended that you use this printout to highlight or mark any changes that you would make in the standard database. Once the report is printed, close out of the E screen and return to the C screen. Once back on screen C, proceed to the title bar in the upper left corner of your screen and click on the word Standard. It will be grouped with File, Edit, View, Window, and Help. This will open a drop-down window that lists all of your standard information such as standard labor and standard materials. This is where you will enter all of your company's information. Click on Standard Materials. The first item to be listed will be accessories. Example, 8x8 cleanout door. With this item highlighted in blue, click on the Change tab. Now you can change any of the information for this material such as price or lay rate. If you have questions about some items on this screen, screen H, press your F1 key and it will explain each of the fields. Once you have modified the fields that you want, click on the OK tab and move on to the next material item. With your hard copy of all of your material changes, you can move through the database and make all of the changes for your company in very short order. You can also create a new material by utilizing the Insert tab while on this screen. Adjusting this database to your company's needs will be time-consuming the first time you go through it. After the first time, it will just be a matter of changing an individual material as you get new pricing on it. Once finished, click on the Close tab. Note: once the standard materials database is set up, I recommend you go through and create the databases for the other standard items such as labor and crews. I suggest that you leave the examples that we have already created in place until you have successfully created your own databases. They can be deleted at a later date after they no longer serve as a point of reference or an example. Next, We are going into standard labor and set up one example of a labor ID that can be used in your standard cruise. Click on Standard at the top of the C screen and then click on Standard Labor. This opens up Screen Queue, which lists all of your labor or employees for the field. Click on the Insert tab in the lower right corner of the queue screen. This opens up Screen R, tab 1, the Update Standard Labor screen. Enter your labor ID and description in the fields provided. For the purposes of the walkthrough, you can enter something as simple as Demo Number 1 and Demo Labor. This is also the screen where you would enter each employee's wages, fringes, and burden. Take some time to click on each of these tabs to see what is included in each. Okay, time to move on. Click on OK, and you should now see your new labor ID listed on Screen Q. Click on Close, and return to Screen C. I will help you set up one more item in the standard database, Standard Cruise. Click on Standard at the top of the C screen and then click on Standard Daily Cruise. This opens up Screen N. Once N is open, click on Insert. Screen O, Update Standard Crew, is open. Fill in the crew ID. You are only allowed to use one character for crew ID. You can use any symbol or letter on the keyboard. Tab over and fill in the crew description. For the purposes of the walkthrough, you can enter any description at this time. I chose to use Demo Crew. You can always come back and change this field at any time. Click on the Insert tab and you open up Screen P. Update Standard Crew Detail. Click on the down arrow to the right of the empty Labor Equipment ID field. This brings you to the Standard Labor screen, Screen Q. The labor ID that you created will be listed on this screen. Double-click on your labor ID. This will return you to Screen P, Update Standard Crew Detail. Your labor ID will now be in the Labor Equipment ID field. Move down to the Production line and enter 8 in the Regular column under Hours Per Day. Note: only the hours entered in the Production field and Layout field on the P screen are considered production. Supervisor, Sawman, and Tender are considered support labor and do not calculate any production. Now, move to the lower left corner of the P screen and enter the quantity of production or bricklayers that are in this crew. Click on OK, and you should now see your labor listed on the O screen. Click on Insert and repeat this procedure until you have the crew for your project assembled. The process to enter your equipment is the same as your labor. Click on Insert while on the O screen. Change the P screen from Labor to Equipment by clicking on the Radial button at the top of the screen. Click on the down arrow for the Labor Equipment ID field and you are brought to Screen S. Double-click on the piece of equipment you want and you are back on P. You can change the quantity for the equipment on the screen and then click on OK. Your equipment is now listed with the crew you have built. Press F1 on any one of these screens for more detailed information. Return to Screen C, your wall screen. You're going to want to go through the standard tabs and set up your contacts, mortar, material, crews, labor, and equipment before you start an actual takeoff. This can be done for each individual project, but it is easier to set it up before you begin a project. Note: If you do make changes or additions to the above listed items while in a project, you can update them to your standard listings. The last item we're going to cover in the new user walkthrough is preferences. Click on Edit in the upper left corner of Screen C. Next, click on Preferences. This screen contains your default settings for the program. This will list your default crew, mortar, work hours, tax rate, etc. In other words, this will be the data that comes up in each new project you create, unless you make a change within the project. This concludes the new user walkthrough for Tradesman's Master Estimator. The walkthrough was designed to give you an overview of the basic features and tools within the program. You will learn how to import blueprints and use the on-screen features in the on-screen 3D estimator walkthrough. We recommend that you do not start this walkthrough until you have a firm grasp of the basics. You will need to crawl, walk, and then run. Proficiency with the software will be achieved by repetitive use of the screens. The screens are designed to be used in similar fashion, so that once you learn how to maneuver through one set of features, you should be able to use the rest. Utilize the F1 key when you have any questions or are stuck, but please do not become frustrated if you cannot find the answer you are looking for. The answer will only be a phone call away. Call for toll-free support at 1-800-429-9002. Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time. Have fun and be productive.